This is KCUR 89.3. From getting rid of weeds and insects to growing a bumper corn crop, pesticides can help people get the most out of their plants. But Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck reports that there are issues with the chemicals. Sometimes they drift off course and may cause health problems.
Pesticides aren't just in fields. They're in courtrooms around the U.S. There have been several lawsuits filed over dicamba, which for the last few years has drifted into unwanted territory, killing crops like soybeans and pitting neighbor against neighbor. A California jury just decided that the pesticide Roundup caused a man's cancer, opening the door to similar suits. And this summer, Ninth Circuit federal judges heard a case against a pesticide used on crops that the Environmental Protection Agency was set to ban because it may hurt children's mental development. The agency didn't follow through, which seemingly frustrated Judge Jacqueline Nguyen.
How long can EPA sit on this?
In August, the judges told the EPA it has 60 days to finalize the ban. All of this has some people who live next to crop fields worried.
Yeah, I would be interested if there are issues or health concerns.
That's Laura Wetherell. Her family lives next to a cornfield in Champaign, Illinois, and had the Midwest Center for Investigative Reporting put an air sampler outside their house. It's one of six in eastern Illinois to find out which pesticides might be drifting onto houses, playgrounds, and schools. Superintendent Scott Watson agreed to host one at a school in Bismarck, about an hour away from Champaign. He's interested in the results, but says pesticide drift isn't something he usually thinks about.
I grew up out in the country. I mean, I lived around farmers. I worked with farmers and stuff growing up as a kid, so I'm used to it. And you think that when your kids go outside that they're safe, and you hope that stands true, but you just never know.
Some states like California mandate buffer zones for certain pesticides, keeping a distance around schools and waterways. In much of the Midwest, state-mandated buffer zones don't exist. But pesticide labels, which are approved by federal agencies, often do have certain setbacks.
Any pesticide that's being sprayed, it's extremely important to read that label ahead of time.
And Troy Kazire would know. He's with Monsanto in western Illinois. He says there are other things to look for on the label, too. Wind speed, the height from which the pesticide is dropped, and the type of nozzle used to spray.
On a windy day, try to throw a ping pong ball at somebody and it blows away pretty easy. Well, you can toss a basketball right to them. And it's the same concept with spray droplets.
Small droplets or high winds can throw pesticides off course. But if some drifts into a yard, Kazire says it breaks down pretty quickly by design, and small doses are less toxic than chemicals found around the home. But direct exposure is a health concern, which is why large-scale pesticide applicators wear heaps of protective equipment and have to get a license to spray. University of Iowa is a leader in pesticide drift research. Jenna Gibbs, a scientist there, says many of the pesticides notorious for drifting in Iowa either have some EPA-backed evidence of causing cancer or too few health studies to know for sure.
We do know that all of them are pretty irritating compounds. They're irritating to the respiratory system and to the skin and to the eyes.
That's at high enough levels, though. Last spring, she and other researchers put 13 air sensors around Iowa City. All of them found measurable levels of pesticides used in farming, even near downtown. But according to preliminary findings,
we don't feel like they're high enough to be a concern.
This didn't include testing during the summer, when potentially more toxic pesticides used to kill insects are often sprayed from planes. But there are plans to research that in the future. Gibbs uses pesticides on her own farmland and knows the challenges farmers face. And she expects research and technology to lead to better pesticides and possibly robots.
The more we rely on robots and drones, maybe we have some device that can go out and target really, really close and spray only specific areas.
The future is nearly here. Companies are working on a Roundup replacement. Farmers have already started to use less of the newly banned pesticide. And those robots are hitting the fields, testing out pesticide sprayers. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.